Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee last week unveiled an updated logo that honors the school's ties to the city. When I first saw it, I loved it, and I wanted to know more. I like the new look, which you can see if you text WATCH to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. We'll send you a link to the live stream. You can see what's happening in the studio and be one of the first to check out the new University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee logo. On the phone, Olivia Wong, the Vice President for Marketing, Communications, and University Relations at UWM, joins us. Liv, thanks for taking time this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm excited you're texting folks out the logo. That's amazing.
Of course. Of course. We're all about commerce and community and moving Milwaukee forward. So am I correct in my assessment? When I first saw the logo, there seems to be more of an emphasis on Milwaukee in UWM these days. Can you discuss the branding process and who was involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's been a really long time since we've gone through this process, since about 1999. So when we wanted to take a look at the logo, which we did for a variety of reasons, accessibility, a whole host of reasons, we really wanted to engage campus. And so both with the logo and our entire branding process, about 500 people from across campus and the community, our alums, our employees, our students, were all engaged in this process. And it really led us to where we are today with this new logo and what we'll continue to unveil in the year to come.
So how will the brand for the school continue to evolve, and how will this new look be implemented throughout campus? I drive through campus almost every day. Obviously, I mean, I also see, like, it seems like the logo is much more digital friendly first, so I'm guessing that's part of your plan.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Jeff. So a couple of things, right? The first thing that we really wanted to prioritize was making sure the logo was accessible to those with visual impairments. So one of the things that's different about it, right, is that we've got what's called a sans serif font. And for folks who are not typography geeks, that just means it's a lot easier to read for individuals with visual impairments. So that's something that we really prioritized. The other thing we prioritized, exactly to your point, was making sure it really was digital friendly. You know, we market to prospective students on Instagram, on web, on YouTube. We're all over the place. And to do that, it requires a lot of digital design. And so having a balanced logo, one that's really easy to insert in our design, is really important. And so we are, this is actually a digital first implementation. So if you go to uwm.edu, you see the new logo there. But when you drive around campus, you won't necessarily see the logo everywhere yet. We are taking a really thoughtful approach to implementation, and you'll notice that the new logo is not so wildly different from the old one, so that we can really truly have them live within the same space. So when something is ready to be replaced, say a sign is old and weathered, and it needs to be replaced with a new one anyway, that's when we're replacing in the regular cycle. So trying to be really fiscally conservative with how we implement this design.
Yeah. So, I mean, from a cost standpoint, other than kind of the group that you put together, there's not a ton of expenditures going into this logo refresh. It's just something that needed to happen for many reasons.
Yeah, and in fact, our chief marketing officer, got to give her a ton of credit here. She really was very thoughtful, and we didn't use any new funds to implement this. We actually used our existing budget over the course of two fiscal years. And the same thing goes when we are thinking about implementation across campus. It's just, you know, look, when you run out of business cards, you got to order new ones. You're ordering them with the new logo. But obviously, in a digital space, we can make those changes really quickly, and that helps us really get the design, as well as the designs that are to come that go along with the logo, out in digital spaces much faster for those prospective students.
All right, very good. We are talking with Liv Wong from UWM. When we come back, we'll talk about the enrollment numbers that were released yesterday. What is that number at UWM? And then, as you plan for the future at UWM, the chancellor says UWM must embrace change. That is wonderful. I love it. Change. There's nothing constant but change. But from your lens, Liz, We're going to find out what exactly that means. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Back to school today with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Olivia Wong, Vice Chancellor of Marketing Communications and University Relations, joins us. Put simply, national enrollment trends show that all schools, including UWM, face greater competition for a smaller pool of students. Yesterday's announced enrollment number, Olivia, I want to have you kind of showcase that for us. How does the freshman year class look like this year? How does it compare to years in the past?
You know, we are actually seeing some really exciting things. You know, I understand that it is a challenging landscape all across the country, and that's true right here in Wisconsin. But, you know, when we look at what's happening on fall, and I think if you walk across campus, you'll really see this too, is that there's a lot happening on campus. And in fact, our undergrad enrollment increased 3.5% over the fall 2023 enrollment. So there's a lot of really exciting stuff there. I think undergrad enrollment overall is at 17,815 students this year. So some really exciting things happening on campus. And no doubt that we're still going to face a lot of challenges, but I think a lot of opportunities for students at UWM.
Yeah. And as you plan for the future, even I mean, the total enrollment number that the system announced for UWM was 22,517, and that includes kind of all online and graduate schools. But as you look to the future, what's that current economic impact look like? Because that's what it's all about. From a recruitment and retention lens, that's what we're driving to build the economy.
It absolutely is. You know, we have an estimate that by 2027, Southeastern Wisconsin is going to face a workforce shortage gap of 105,000 employees, and two-thirds of those employees are going to need to hire college graduates. You know, every year, UWM graduates about 5,300 students, and if we just look at some of the most recent graduation information, right? Last year, we graduated 4,281 students into some of the most high-need areas. That's health and human service fields, business fields, STEM, computer science fields. These are the fields where employers need folks, and we are graduating those students. Now, they're going into the workforce with an average salary of around, you know, $64,000, a little more than $64,000. If you look at that type of economic impact, right, you know, more than $2.7 million just in salaries in a single year, and then looking at that over a 10-year period, we're talking, you know, more than getting close to a $3 billion economic impact just in those high-need areas alone. So there's a lot that UWM is doing to supply the workers that Wisconsin needs, and also to really drive our economy forward.
Very good. So as the chancellor said last week, UWM must embrace change going forward. And that's for any university. Frankly, it's for any business. It's for, frankly, for any person. What does that mean to you, and how will the new brand kind of work into your action plan? Are there new degree programs, new credential offerings? What's new and fresh coming from UWM?
Yeah, there's so much that's happening on our campus and really in a lot of spaces with UWM. I think two of the most significant things that are changing and that are available for people here in Wisconsin are both the seamless transfer process. You know, in the spring of this year, the chancellor, along with the technical college presidents at Moraine Park Technical College, Waukesha County Technical College, Moraine Park, and Gateway, announced this seamless transfer program. So anyone who had a 2.0 or higher at one of these tech colleges at any point in time can come in with 60 credit hours to attend UWM and complete a degree if they want to get a bachelor's degree or higher. And that's done with no application fee, a really simple intent form. So that's one way we're making it a lot easier for students to go from a technical college degree, an associate degree, to a bachelor degree or higher. The other thing that we're doing that's really exciting, Jeff, is that specifically in Waukesha, With Waukesha County Technical College, we have been developing a university center model. And that model allows us to connect the expertise of our faculty members at our Milwaukee campus to WCTC so that students that are getting their education there are then able to continue on with their education with UWM faculty to begin earning a bachelor's degree or higher. And that is something that we're super excited about, and there's a lot more to come on that in January.
Very good. Olivia Wong, Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and University Relations at UWM. I appreciate your time today, Liv, and all the best for the rest of the semester and the rest of the school year.
Thank you so much, Jeff.